This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Migos rapper Quavo took to Twitter hours after his ex, Saweetie, publicly announced their split, implying she left over infidelity. He said, quote, "I had love for you and I'm disappointed you did all that," unquote. So he expressed disappointment in his ex, but didn't clear up assumptions that he cheated. Well, at least she got to keep the Bentley he gave her. Two-year-old Culture Kiari Cephas received a new $5,000 Chanel purse from her mom, Cardi B. The white quilted flap bag with the luxury label's name spelled out in gold letters across the front is part of Chanel's Spring 2020 collection. I'm sorry, does a two-year-old really need a $5,000 bag? Okay. Producer Chuck Lorre's upcoming show, United States of Al, is being criticized for the portrayal of an Afghan character. The series follows the relationship between a Marine combat veteran who returns to civilian life along with his Afghan interpreter, Adhir Kalyan, who moves to America to begin a new life. Kalyan, however, was born and raised in South Africa. Really? Brad Pitt is heartbroken over the leak from the Angelina Jolie camp that she's ready to testify about spousal abuse in their trial over child custody. While the Hollywood couple is already legally divorced, they're still battling over custody of their six children. Jolie just filed court documents indicating both she and her kids could testify about her allegations against Pitt. Ugh, endless. Kylie Jenner has received backlash after asking for donations for her injured makeup artist Samuel Rauda. Rauda was injured in an accident, according to the GoFundMe page organized by his family. He underwent major surgery and has a long road to recovery ahead of him. Jenner could have easily paid for his medical care because she's worth $900 million. That's cold. Kanye West was deemed the richest black person in America with a net worth of $6.6 billion. Yeah, but according to Forbes, that's inaccurate. They estimate he's worth $1.8 billion, which is based on current revenues, not theoretical future expectations. Still, he's filthy stinking rich. Yeah, until Kim takes half. The late frontman of Linkin Park, Chester Bennington, would have turned 45 on March 20th. His widow, Talinda Bennington, paid tribute to Chester alongside a video of him dancing with their son, Tyler. She said, quote, "This life without you never gets easier or less painful. We miss you dearly. We will celebrate you in so many ways today," unquote. Sad. Masked singer, judge, and comedian Ken Jeong has donated $50,000 to families of the Atlanta spa shooting victims. The hangover scene stealer, whose parents are South Korean immigrants, also shared the fundraiser info on Twitter so that others could contribute. Hate-related attacks on Asians increased 150% in 2020. Not good. An intruder made himself comfortable in Johnny Depp's Hollywood home, downing his booze and even taking a shower. Police were called to the 57-year-old actor's Hollywood Hills home after a security team was alerted to someone being inside. The intruder was taking a shower when cops arrived, with officers kicking down the door when he refused to come out. Ballsy!
Idiot of the Week!
Real Housewives of Atlanta star Kenya Moore apologized for wearing a feathered headdress, which Native American activists denounce as a racist example of playing Indian. Moore said, quote, "I want to apologize for inappropriately wearing the headdress as a costume. I now realize that this was disrespectful and insensitive," unquote. Idiot. Director Chris Columbus revealed that an R-rated version of the 1993 hit comedy Mrs. Doubtfire exists. Actually, Robin Williams, who played Doubtfire, improvised so much that there were PG, the official PG-13, and R-rated cuts. Columbus explained that Williams asked to let him play after he did a few scripted takes. Shazbot, bitch. Katherine Heigl says she is now bionic after undergoing major neck surgery. Heigl revealed she had two titanium discs inserted into her neck. She remains popular with fans of Grey's Anatomy, even though she was written out of the show in 2010 with bad blood between her and show creator Shonda Rhimes. And boy, was she a pain in the neck. Dr. Dre has requested a trial to terminate his marital status with his estranged wife Nicole Young after 24 years of marriage. He now wants a trial to declare both parties as single persons. His attorney said, quote, Nicole's false allegations of domestic violence prove that the ex's marriage has broken down, unquote. You think? Brandi Carlile is inviting fans who've been vaccinated for COVID-19 to her upcoming Nashville concert. She said, quote, we found a way for a small number of people to attend this COVID-compliant, socially distanced show in person, unquote. The audience will be made up of randomly selected guests who've been fully vaccinated. Yep, go get your shots.
The Trash Bin.
Mama June Shannon says she and her boyfriend Gino Doak dropped close to $1 million on drugs during the peak of her addiction. At one point, she sent her dealer $80,000 in one transaction, eventually leaving her with only $1.75 to her name. The Here Comes Honey Boo Boo star lost 300 pounds, but she's put 70 back on. Mama be hangry.
The news wrap up.
In a sign that things are slowly returning to normal, Google is spending $7 billion on data centers and office space. The NFL finalized a new 11-year deal with Amazon Prime, granting them exclusive rights to broadcast NFL games on Thursday nights. Facebook has unveiled mind-reading technology it hopes to use one day. Uh-huh. Gee, just what we need.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Nobody, starring Bob Odenkirk, is tops of the box office.
The number one album.
Justin Bieber's Justice enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
Yeah, it's still Crossfire.
The number one book.
This is the Fire by CNN's Don Lemon is the top nonfiction book.
Justin Bieber released his sixth studio album titled Justice to rave reviews from fans. The 27-year-old created the album during the pandemic, saying, quote, I hope my new music can provide comfort to the listener. I know a lot of people have been isolated, but music is really an outlet to bring people together. I named it Justice because there's so much injustice in this world, and there's been since the beginning of time. My name Justin actually means justice, so there's that, unquote. Now he's delivering another hit. Here's Justin Bieber featuring Daniel Caesar and Gibeon with the song of the week, Peaches.
Can I see you? The way I breathe you in is the texture of your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby, never let you go. Can I see you? There's nothing like your touch. It's the way you lift me up. Yeah, and I'll be right here with you till the end.
I left my girl, I'm in my Yorker. Hate to leave a college torture. Remember when I couldn't hold her. Left her baggage for a mover.
I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh yeah. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah, better. I get my light right from the source, yeah, yeah, that's it. I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah, better. I get my light right from the
That was Justin Bieber featuring Daniel Caesar and Giveon with the song of the week, Peaches. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.